Phoneboy Speaks, episode 829, A Podcasting Loser. Howard Stern, the famous radio personality in the United States, made something that went kind of viral, I guess. It's a piece that's called Podcasting is for Losers, and I'll put a link to it in the show notes. It's a YouTube video, but the basic message, and so, you know, somebody, I guess, had called in and asked him about if he was going to do a podcast, and he basically said, no, why would I want to do a podcast? Podcasting, you know, he says for losers, but he went on to basically say, look, if your goal, right, and I think it's really what it comes down to, if your goal is to reach as many people as possible and, you know, and be popular and all that stuff, that you have to work in radio, right? And it really comes down to the fact that, you know, for as much as we like to listen to podcasts and stuff, radio still has better reach, right? Even a small radio station in a small market probably has more listeners than your typical podcast. Now, not to say that some podcasts don't have a lot of listeners, but like a nationally syndicated radio personality, for example, like Howard Stern, well, he has lots of listeners, and he said, you know, I could do a podcast if I wanted to, I'd have millions of listeners. And the reason why he'd have millions of listeners is because people already know who he is, right? Because he's been on, he's worked in radio, he's a well-known media personality. But, you know, and he kind of said, look, if you just want to have fun, fine, go for it, but don't expect to, you know, you're not in radio, quote unquote, and you're not going to necessarily make it big. And I think he's absolutely right about this. I mean, I will admit I'm a podcasting loser, but I'm also not in this, or I'm not doing this because I think I'm going to be get extremely famous doing it. I'm doing it because I feel like doing it and I can do it, and I don't see any reason why not. So I'm doing it. And, I'm a loser, I guess, but I have no illusions that I'm going to become extremely popular doing this, because there's too many podcasts out there. There's many podcasts. You can decide to listen to this or not. And, you know, and honestly, I don't even know who some of my audience is. I know who a few people are, because they interact with me and they ask me questions and stuff, but I'm not doing this for the fame or the fortune. I'm doing it just because I can. And it seems like it's kind of a fun thing to do and people like it. So, hey, why not? But I know I'm never going to be as famous as Howard Stern doing this. And most people that start out in podcasting probably won't ever do that. I mean, the really famous podcasters, if you look at Leo Laporte, whom I'm not real fond of, but one of the reasons he had such a following is because he was in other media, right? And therefore, people knew who he was. And so the people were, you know, wanted to participate in the stuff that he had, that he did. And that's kind of how he built the Twit network. And that's not necessarily happening. And even some of the podcast networks that have sprung up now, some of the stuff that spun off of This American Life, for instance, some of the producers and stuff on that program. The only reason those podcasts are popular is because, well, they rode on the coattails of This American Life. So yeah, This American Life is also a radio program on NPR. So there you go. I mean, that's the only reason that podcast is popular. So Howard has a point, but I wouldn't necessarily say podcasters are losers necessarily, but you got to be realistic about what your goal is. And again, my goal is, I'm not even trying to make money. I'm not even trying to sell ads or anything. So I'm just doing this for fun. And, hey, you know, that's my choice. And, it all depends on what you think you're going to get out of it. And you just need to have realistic expectations, I guess.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.